cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
I'm sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 6th day of October, 2023. And tonight, he's behind the glass wall. He's the man in the booth. Stays up late just to produce this program. Josh Booth.
Hey, I stay up every late. Not late. See, I can't even talk. I stay up late every night.
Yeah, there you go. You heard the cackle. She's right in here. You've heard this, the saving Leaping Lizards, Lisa. She's the originator, right?
Well, good evening, everyone.
There you go. Now, way out yonder in Texas. Well, he's the man, he's the legend. None other than Big John McTernan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie. You sound like you're in a real good mood tonight. God bless you and all our listeners.
Well, thank you. And there in North Carolina, she's the all-natural woman from the apothecary, and she's a lot prettier than John McTernan, but even I'm prettier than John McTernan. Wow. Anyhow, none other than Miss Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor.
All right,
good evening,
there you go.
Mr. McTernan. How is everybody?
Hello, Wendy.
We're kind of strange, to tell you the truth, Wendy, but no. The Lord said we're a peculiar people, right?
Yes.
And God cannot lie, right?
Right.
Here we go. We got a lot to cover tonight, and so we're going to get right into the message. And we're going to pick it up in James chapter 5 tonight. And the title of the message was, A Fool's Mouth is His Destruction. A Fool's Mouth is His Destruction. And we're going to take it. Now, we went from the deep state, and a lot of the money. John, you and I have been talking about the money laundering out of Ukraine, especially. But New Hampshire, too, in Ohio, or not in Ohio, in the United States, New Hampshire's the money capital, laundering capital. But in the world, Ukraine is the money laundering capital. And so we started with the deep state, looking at that. And here, I want to say we have not been able to verify. This is a report out of the Ukraine. A company called Real SGA Non, N-O-N. But here's what they're reporting on from a Ukrainian official intelligent report released by an Ukrainian official shows more than $1 billion. John, remember how I told you we reported on so much of this military, the guns, the ammunition, all this stuff, we're hitting right on the black market. It went right from here to the black market in Ukraine. Heck, the Russians could buy it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and of course, we talked about in Afghanistan, the folks, when they said they gave $85 billion. No, they didn't give it to those. That money came back. I mean, they had a lot of that money, laundered money, came back to the officials here. And the Biden crime family doesn't do anything for nothing. But here's the report that came out of from real SGA non Ukrainian officials. They said this. Initial reports released by Ukrainian officials show that more than $1 billion of aid money that has been sent to the Ukrainian has actually been laundered back into the pockets of U.S. government officials on both sides of the aisle and across different federal government branches of power. Now, there were certain members of Congress and the Senate that really pushed hard for this war in Ukraine. One of them is right from your home state there. In fact, two of them, I think, from Texas. But starting with none other than Joe Biden. According to this, the Ukrainian officials, he received $92 million. Mitch McConnell received $89 million. Nancy Pelosi, $86 million. Chuck Schumer, $66 million. Lindsey Graham, $82 million. Mitt Romney, $71 million. John Cornyn, $41 million. Isn't he a Texas senator, or is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Adam Schiff. Oh, Shifty Schiff, pencil neck. He got, according to this, $62 million. Oh, here's another one from your state, Dan Crenshaw. According to this, got $20 million. Yeah, I mean, all of these people are the ones that have been really pushing hard for the war. Elizabeth Cheney, $77 million. Kevin McCarthy? Now, that surprised me. Kevin McCarthy, $42 million. Jamie Raskin, $38 million. Mike Pence, $61 million. Greg Pence, I don't know who he is, $17 million. Rick Scott, $63 million. Hakeem Jeffries, $74 million. Ihan Omar, $33 million. And Elizabeth Warren, $42 million, according to these Ukrainian reports. Now, again,
What was the name of this, Pastor Ernie, this report?
It's called Real, capital SGA, capital SGA, non, N-O-N. And see what you can find out. But now this is what they put out. Of course, I don't know. Like I said, we have not been able to verify it. But I can verify that all of these people we mentioned are the ones that really were pushing hard. I mean, I saw your Dan Crenshaw on Fox News how many times. Joe Obama, Biden, especially Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, all of these people. Oh, and Lindsey Graham. How many times was Lindsey Graham on Fox News pushing for this war? And he got into it with Tucker Carlson. Remember, Tucker really went after him for being a warmonger? But anyhow, but all of the money. So here, this goes along with, we're going to start tonight in James chapter 5. So, are you ready, John?
I'm ready, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, start with verse 1 in James chapter 5. And read all the way through, and then we'll come back. Read all the way through to verse 6.
Okay. All right. Starting at verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye shall heap treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who has reaped down your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, crieth. and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you.
All righty, here. So we start out there. Go to you, rich men. Weep and howl, for your misery shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eating. Well, I want to go first. I want to jump back over to Matthew chapter 6 and read verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And then we read over in 1 Timothy and in chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, so with that, John, how is it possible to love money, to love money and love God? Now, because the prosperity preachers say that to love money is loving God. How is that possible?
It's impossible, Pastor. It's where your heart is, there is your treasure. So you can't have it both ways. Now, a person can be rich, Pastor Ernie, but not like idolatrous rich. That's what that love of money is. It's idolatrous. So if God blesses someone and they're rich, well, that's wonderful. But to be consumed with it, to have it, you know, be idolatrous, then you can't love God.
You can't do it. So he says, your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You have heaped up treasures for the last day. So what do you think he means for the last days there?
Well, I think that would be the time. We're living now at the approaching second coming of Jesus Christ.
And so, well, that would have an application. But here he's really referring to the time of their retirement. They wanted to be, they wanted to make sure that they have an easy life, a very easy life. Remember the men with all the silos, the rich man, yeah, that tore down his barns and built bigger barns to hold his grain? He was supposed to do something else with all that excess, wasn't he?
I just remember, I'm not sure, Pastor Ernie. I just remember him wanting to build more and more barns, and that was his whole life was given to.
Well, he said, yeah, I had such an abundance, but the idea was, he said, what should I do with this? Now, the Lord said, what? When there was hungry, you should feed the hungry, house the homeless, clothe the naked, right?
Yeah.
But this guy, he said, no, I'm going to build more barns while there's hungry people right there that could have used the food. And then when the price goes up, I'll sell it, make a bigger profit. Does that kind of sound like woke corporations?
Uh-huh. Yeah, nothing changes, Pastor Ernie. You know, nothing's new under the sun.
Now, here, when he says in verse 4, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. Now, all these children are working in the mines, mining rare minerals and cobalt and diamonds in Africa. They work all day long to get enough money to buy food to eat. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. Let me ask you this. With these prosperity preachers, when they tell people, Kenneth Copeland always says, you want to invest, if you want to invest in your future, if you want to increase your income, if you don't have the courage, you got to have the courage to step out in faith and send him money. So how do you think that affects people that are very desperate, somebody that might need an operation, they don't have enough to pay for it, and they listen, and they think, maybe this is a word from God. If I invest here, maybe I'll have the money. Or someone who is very desperate, you know, just to buy food. Maybe if I invest here, you know, I'll have the money. Do you think that happens a lot in the Prosperity Church?
It may, Pastor Ernie, and I look at it as fraud. You know, it may. I mean, you're right. There are some people that are desperate for whatever reason, and they see him as highly successful. But doesn't he have, like, two jets, you know, personal jet planes, Ernie?
Yeah, he claims he's made $2 billion.
I think he's supposed to be the richest one of those prosperity preachers. Isn't he supposed to be the richest?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I think Goldstein is next in line, but he owns his own airport. But he's the one that held up the Bible and said, you can take this book. This is the Word of God right here. And you can make God produce. You can make him turn over. He can get the goods. You can make him give you the goods. Okay. In other words, he's saying if you take the Bible, you can extort God.
Oh, my, Pastor Ernie. Oh, my.
What do you think of that, Wendy?
Well, I think you'd be doing it in vain.
I mean, if you're going to extort from somebody, it should be anybody other than God, huh?
Well, I don't think you should extort anyone, period. But
yeah.
You definitely don't want to try it out on God.
Yeah. I think he's, well, so here, boy, I'm going to tell you. Now, you've lived in pleasure on the earth, and you have wanted, you have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. That's an interesting verse here. When we talk about the day of slaughter, in America, we had a day of slaughter in America. Do you remember what day what that was? It was called the American Revolution. And when those who fight in wars and do not profit from them, that's what it's referring to, day of slaughter, those that do not profit from war, like the military-industrial complex, like a lot of these people that are so wanting to go to war because they've got so much invested in, like BlackRock. And so, in fact, the Rockefellers and, the other group, the Rockefellers came out of, they financed both World War One and World War Two. They financed both sides, didn't they? And so here, he says, you have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Boy, that's what we've seen with the children. And by the way, they did that sting operation, and some of these drug traffickers are now saying there's much more money in trafficking humans than there are drugs. You can make more money in selling people than drugs. What do you think of that?
I think that's really been proven, Pastor Ernie, the amount of money they make in drug human trafficking it dwarfs the drugs. And I was shocked when I came across that, but that's basically been documented. The international trafficking of especially women and children. It's like the biggest. It's like a gigantic corporation, worldwide corporation.
So right now, today, we're seeing, you would say that if we take a look at Ukraine, those that are investing in that war in Ukraine, these are getting money back, paid back. And, of course, to keep the war going, you've got the COVID hoax, Boy, that they made a lot of money. The boy did the pharmaceutical companies make a ton of money off the COVID hoax. And then you've got the climate change hoax. Oh, they've made a ton of money off of that. John Kerry and the Al Gores and those people, they've made a ton off that. And then now, of course, the abortion industry, the child-killing industry, it's a huge industry. And here in Ohio now, with issue one, they want to expand that. They want to go really double and triple up on the baby killing. This is right from the pit of hell. I mean, right from the pit of hell here in Ohio. And we're going to fight it with every last breath that we have. We will not accept it. We will not accept no matter what. We will fight and continue to fight against this evil, this darkness that's come upon our land. We're going to stop right here. Wendy and John, you guys are both familiar with C.S. Thunder?
Yes.
C.S. Yeah. is in a hospital. He called me today. He's in Cleveland Clinic. He had a heart attack. And so, and then we have a prayer request right now calling. There's another prayer request coming into us right now. So let's do this. I'm going to pray for C.S. Thunder very quickly. And John, we're going to go from there to for a child. So hang tight. Let me start. Folks out there, remember what God's word, the Bible, teaches. Those that show mercy receive it. There's power in prayer. There's really power in prayer. God makes it very clear. Much prayer, much power, right? The Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. That is an offensive weapon. And boy, I tell you, when the saints pray, the demons tremble. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold up C.S. Thunder there. And Lord, I know he called me today and he was hanging in there. He's a real patriot, but he misses church, and I know he's been very busy, but he was kind of repentant that hadn't missed church so much lately. But anyhow, we just want to hold C.S. up to you and ask Lord God that you would touch him, that you would heal him, restore him. Send him back to church because we've got work for him to do, Lord. So that's what we ask for C.S., Lord, that you give him a complete and total healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now,
okay, bring up Carl. Hey, Carl, pastor here. Hello? Carl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now there's a prayer request. Tell us about your wife's grandson.
Well, my great wife's grandson lives down in North Carolina, and his name is Alex, and I believe he's like 31, 32. He was in a motorcycle accident last night. A truck ran into him down there on the highway, and he's in pretty bad shape. He's got collapsed lungs, and there's a lot of bones broken on his face, and right now they're working on him, so...
All right, I'm going to have John McTernan lead the nation in prayer. What is his name?
His name's Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
John, would you go ahead and intercede for Alex?
Yeah. Do you know if Alex knows Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior?
Is this Jesus his Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Yes.
He does? Okay.
Yes, he does.
All right.
Okay. All right, Father, we bring Alex before you, and now, Lord, he's dealing with the spirit of death. And we ask that that be rebuked, and that there's some serious damage, I think heart, lungs, and other parts. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would work mightily in his body, strengthen him, give him energy, give him everything he needs to overcome this trauma to his body.
I believe all that.
And that
I'm the grandmother.
Okay. And that we're asking for his recovery, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Thank you for that grace. Thank you very much.
All righty.
Yeah. God bless you now.
We'll continue in that too.
Thank you. Right. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. God bless you, folks. All righty. We're up against a break. We'll be back right after this.
song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's foul on our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
All righty, we're back, folks. People keep saying, Pastor, you got to tell us about your church. Let us know more about when the times and the services. Okay, I'm going to do that. I've done it a million times. We'll do it again. We start on Sunday morning at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and we are located at 14781. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. If you go up on our website, wrwl.org, it's just wrwl.org, all that's on there. And we start at 8:30 with an in-depth Bible study. We don't fool one. We really get into the Bible study there. And then that goes to about 9:45, and then we pick it up from there. And that goes to about 10:30. And then you have the children's Bible study, Sunday school, that starts at about 10:30 and goes to 11:45, and then the regular service starts at about 11:45 upstairs, and then we have in the evening we often have a class called the Bible and Current Events, things that are happening that the world don't want you to know, that the mainstream media don't want you to know, that Joe Biden don't want you to know. It's kind of stuff that we have in the afternoon classes that start about 4 o'clock, and then evening service starts at 5. So there you go. For more information, you can go to our website, wrwl.org, or you can call the church and talk to Little Lisa. You hear that? Go ahead, cackle. Go on. Go on, cackle. There you go. Anyhow, always cackling, never any eggs, okay?
Oh, dear.
There you go. All right. Anyhow, so that's that now. Wendy Wilson, you've got something kind of strange and weird to tell us about, don't you?
Well, did you decide which one you wanted me to talk about?
Yeah, the first one.
The 3D?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay.
McTernan don't know anything about this. He might not be ready for this, but go ahead with it anyhow.
I'm braced, Pastor Ernie. I'm braced.
He's poised. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about 3D printed food. That's your future. The American Chemical Society did publish a report in August of this year on fake seafood to help save the planet, because harvesting real food from water is an environmental hazard and it's unsustainable, they say. Now, of course, that's kind of the sales pitch being introduced, usually for your fake or fuck food sources, as well as your GMO crops. Now, the scientists are calling their creation of 3D printed food mock seafood. Here's a quote from the report. "We have a new approach to creating desirable vegan seafood that mimics the taste while maintaining the healthful profile of real fish." Well, what's in it? You know, is it plant-based? It's mimicking fish. What's in it? Well, the research team said that they used the following to manufacture their fake fish seafood with the 3D printer ink, and the ink was made from microalgae protein, mung bean protein, and some plant-based oils to give it some omega-3 fatty acids. Doesn't that sound delish?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So mung bean is a protein, but it's a waste product from manufacturing starch noodles. So the scientists are not sure if their product, with its, you know, new combination of ingredients, will promote any food allergies. Most waste grain products do induce allergies in humans and pets. According to one of the researchers there at American Chemical, his name is Professor Valen, he said, "We chose microalgae as some already have a fishy taste to them, so we plan to try it and also make some squid rings, also known as calamari." So according to this report, they took fake calamari, they air fried it as a fake fish snack, and that plant-based seafood alternative is the source they hope will compete with the fake meat products in the refrigerated area in the store. And we're also told that the mock seafood options are in the works, more of them. Here's a quote from Professor Valen again. Professor Valen, he says, "I think it's imminent that the seafood supply could be very limited in the future, and we need to be prepared for an alternative protein point of view, especially in areas that rely heavily on imported foods." So we're being told, and you've heard this, Pastor, our planet's running out of food, right? That's what we're being told, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen, because we've been hearing this message for over, decades. And they're saying the Earth can't sustain the population. It's going to run out of food. But running out of food like that suggests a worldwide famine. Yet the Earth has never run out of food simultaneously globally. So when you destroy the animal husbandry sector and you burn down the food processing plants, well, yeah, then you're going to have some food shortages. But that's deliberate. It's not an environmental sustainability issue. It's an intentional sabotage. So that's a man-made sinful issue. It's not our creator issue. So what man should focus on really is better prevention of water pollution, and also, you know, some really strong rules with corruption in the food industry. But, you know, they're using this as a stepping stone, Pastor. The consumers are acquainted with your seafood products, you know, like your fake crab meat and lobster meat. Usually that's made from a fish source. It's made from minced pollock or whitefish. They attempt to get the texture and the flavor real close to the original thing, but it's really it's still not the same. If you ever tasted them, you go, you know, it's just not really the same. So how do you get original nutrition in your fake seafood on top of the texture and the flavor problem? Do you want to know how they do it?
Yeah.
Well, according to the research, it's difficult to achieve nutritional content, but they're working on texture and taste. So they're using plant-based fake seafood, and here is why it's really just not quite the same. They're using vegetables and fungi in the product. So they've programmed the printer to lay down the ink affecting the product texture. So this type of food development is global at this point. Here is a quote from Professor Hung, American Chemical Society. He says, when we're depositing the edible ink layer by layer, we can create different textures. Some are fatty, some are smooth, and others are fibrous and chewy. So in a single product, we can do this. And recently, Hung and his research group at the National University of Singapore used legume protein to develop a better seafood mimic. They went on to say, we printed salmon fillets with protein from red lentils because of the protein's color, and we've printed shrimp, too. So now we are printing something else interesting with a potential for a commercialization. We're making calamari rings. So in the near future, can you just imagine, Pastor, Italian restaurants the world over, to maintain their global sustainability compliance, they may be, you know, serving you some fake calamari as an appetizer. And how much of it is going to be passed off as the real thing, though? So what will happen to the real seafood market, as seafood is really among the most internationally traded food commodities? Professor Hong goes on to say, we expect that in the next few years, these calamari-like products will be available in fine dining restaurants or in specialty outlets. So you got some food alternatives here. Looking at your meat alternatives on the market, most of the fake plant-based hamburgers are going to contain wheat or soy-based tofu ingredients, which are GMO. So a lot of these fake products have GMO ingredients. They have GMO wheat, which is infused. They have glyphosate in the wheat. That's not good for you. And some people describe artificial meat as having a texture that's rubbery and non-greasy. Well, that's the last thing you want to know, is when you bite into something that's supposed to be a hamburger, it's not supposed to be that rubbery and non-greasy. That kind of just, well, all that dining experience just goes way down. So here are some of the ingredients that are found in your fake foods. There's a bit of a list. There's corn and corn starch and lecithin from corn. 92% of your U.S. corn is GMO. Alfalfa, sugar, bean and soy oil, soybean and soy oil, potatoes. These are all GMO. Apple, beets, sugar beets, papaya, rapeseed oil, high fructose corn syrup, summer squash, cottonseed oil, eggplant, pineapple, salmon, chickpeas, rice, barley, cottonseed, and zucchini. So these are all your plant-based products that are GMO that are going into these fake foods. And this is researcher Kelsea Follet. She's with the managing editor of the humanprogress.org site. She said, humanity is continuously innovating to produce more food with less land, less water, and fewer emissions. And they said, she said, this helps bring down the cost of food. I don't think the cost of food's coming down. Do you, Pastor?
No, and I know one of the things people are doing is they're stocking up. I've been going to, I like to go to some of the salvage stores because you get a real good buy at the salvage stores. And I don't like going to the big box stores. I don't really like going to the main because they got woke. So I go to, as much as I can, I go to the mom and pop stores. You know, I don't mind paying more if I have to than going to the big box stores. So, but I've noticed something here, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, when Trump was in office, you'd go in and there might be 4, 5, 6 people in these stores, you know, that I go to. Well, I've noticed something. They've grown in size 4 or 5 times. And now, instead of being 4, 5, 6 people, there's 40 or 50 people in there. And boy, I'm going to tell you, Lisa, have you noticed the difference, haven't you?
Yes. Goodness, I mean, the aisles are just completely crowded. The parking lots are full. Yeah. Carts are full.
And this is, I mean, they're all packed. People have their carts, and they're all stocking up.
Yes.
They don't trust what is coming our way. Now, I said all that to say this because, you know, you want to keep stocked up on food. You want to have a good supply of food, especially dehydrated food. And you want to have a good, you want to have several first aid kits around. And but when do you need medicine? This is where you come in.
Yeah.
I mean, you really need a good stock of actual, natural, real medicine, don't you?
Yeah, it's like tapping an ancient MD, you know what I mean? When you go back to the original medicinals, which are mentioned in Scripture, actually. So, yeah, they're potent and they work. Now's the time to learn how to use those. What's that old saying that, you know, the time to learn to shoot the gun is before the war? You know?
Yeah.
So this is the time to learn as much as you can about what natural medicinals will be beneficial and can, you know, bridge a gap if you don't have something that you normally would use. So we have pandemic kits. We have heart attack packs, snake bite kits. We got kind of those very practical things that you may need. Hopefully you don't, but you may need them. And so now's a good time, you know, to get those while, you know, supplies are in stock. Because you know what I've been seeing, Pastor? I've been seeing some hiccups in the supply chain, you know. I'll sometimes call one of our bottle vendors, and they're out. They don't have anything. And because we're not producing anything in the United States, you know, all that stuff's imported. So, you know, there's going to be a time where you got shortages and you can't get stuff, you know.
Right. Now is the time to get stocked up. And see here, we know we have two options. We can go to what Big Pharma, Pharmakia, which literally is witchcraft, what they have to offer, or we can go to what God has given us to offer, the natural herbs, right?
Yeah.
And what would a smart person do in this case?
Well, I mean, it all depends on what people believe, Pastor. You know, there was a time where you and I probably, you know, didn't know any better. And we went along with, you know, mainstream medicine. And then something happened in our lives, and we were introduced to something more natural. And, you know, light bulb goes off. So some people are still in that area where they don't know the difference. And they're still going the allopathic way, okay? And, you know, okay, I tell people, you know, if that's what you believe in, that's what you want to do, then that's what you should do. I mean, because you can't bring a horse to water and make him drink, you know?
Yeah. You know, I've noticed something about the allopathic way and God's way. You know, do you ever watch these commercials from on TV where they have the drugs? And they tell you, but now there's a risk of cancer, there's a risk of heart failure, there's a risk of blindness, you know, so they give you all of this, right? God doesn't do that, does he?
No, and, you know, once you explain to people why there's lots of side effects with prescription drugs, they kind of get it, because medicine, if they're going to use, you know, organic ingredients in any drug, they have to change it in order to get a patent on it. And you can't get a patent on anything natural. It has to be significantly changed in order to qualify for the patent. So it's not the same as what God made. So an example is your aspirin. They took willow bark and meadow sweet, and they isolated the salicin. And salicin, when you isolate it and you take away the other alkaloids, it becomes in the end ACE high salicylic acid.
And you know, McTurnan never knew that, did you, John?
No, I didn't, Pastor Ernie. I'm getting a real education here. Listen.
So when you take salicin and you change it, salicin in its natural state is a bit of a pain reliever and an anti-inflammatory. But when you change it, that's where your side effects come in, where you have, you know, bleeding issues, hemorrhaging with aspirin products. Also, you could have interference with the immune system because it suppresses your fever, which is your indication you have antibodies flowing. And antibodies are temperature specific, so if you shut off the fever, you shut off your antibodies. So this is why you have side effects, is because it's been altered. It's not the same.
You know, I wanted to go back to this artificial food. Now, do you know what a tumor is, right?
Yeah.
Now, are tumors something that you would like to have or something you just soon not have?
Well, tumors are part of your immune system response. It's trying to encapsulate the invading cells to keep them from spreading. So your immune system's trying to protect you. But then again, tumors are, you know, things people don't want to have inside their bodies.
You hear that, John? That's exactly how I felt. Now, Bill Gates is making this artificial meat, and they were asking them, how do you make this meat? It looks like slices of ham. And they asked, you know, how is this? It's made in Petri dishes and that. And as the guy's talking, he said, well, actually what this is, it's a tumor. They're making this meat out of tumors. They take animals. This is not something that to me, that sounds appetizing at all, right?
Oh, goodness.
Would you like a tumor steak? No, not me. Okay.
Goodness, well, no. Again, you see, tumors are your mutated cells. They're not cells you really want, see?
I know, that's, and I did definitely don't want to eat them, right? Definitely.
Right.
Well, you know, Jeffrey Smith is a director of the Institute of Responsible Technology, and he said that we don't know the half of what is going on with the food supply. Okay? He said they're putting spider genes into goats, so their milk will have spider protein. Cow genes are being inserted into pigs, so their hides will be more like cow hide. Human genes are being inserted into corn to make spermicides. We talked previously about GMOs and how now gastroenterologists and some other doctors are noticing these foods create a lot of inflammation in the human body. And he's confirming this. He had a statement in 2016. He said this. He says, let's start with your gut, the primary interface between food and the rest of your body. The gut wall is a complex system of defenses against unfamiliar and potentially damaging compounds. You can think of it as a tightly woven mesh fence whose openings are just large enough to allow small, friendly, recognizable breakdown products of digested food like amino acids or glucose to pass through and enter into your bloodstream. Simultaneously, your gut wall is charged with preventing stuff that doesn't belong in the bloodstream from getting in it. So the gut is our biggest immune system organ, and when those tight junctures in the gut wall weaken and allow food particles to pass directly into the bloodstream, a condition known as increased intestinal permeability, or another name you might recognize as leaky gut syndrome, he says that all hell can break loose when that happens, he said. So when the body's defense system doesn't recognize a molecule as friendly, a friendly citizen of the body, it's very likely the response will be inflammation. And it's a vicious and exhausting cycle that ultimately leaves the poor immune system overwhelmed, end of quote. So these people that are eating foods they don't know are GMOs, you know, they're getting a lot of inflammation in the system, and then they wind up at the gastroenterologist. And of course, you know, the gastroenterologists are just now figuring it out. These people are still eating the same food they've always eaten since childhood, but the food's been changed.
Well, my goal is never to have a bowl of worms or grasshoppers. And
yes,
as far as I don't want my gut to be the biggest organ. There's been a concern about that, but I'm alert to put it that way. Anyhow, no, I just can't believe this. You know, you're hearing these people saying, you're going to be eating bugs and you're going to love it. No, I won't.
Yeah. No way.
I'm not going to do that.
That's the thing, Pastor Ernie. They are really hot and heavy on that. It's coming from the World Economic Forum, and they want us to do away with meat and replace it with bugs.
Gee.
And they have factories that are producing this right now. And it's very interesting. If you look, you have to be careful now with the flour you're getting or flour and food. Do you see that some of that is, I forget, I'm cricket or whatever, it's like cricket flour?
Right. I heard about that.
Yeah.
I was once contacted by some sort of media franchise that they were trying to sell me a media package, but they were talking to, they were giving me some examples about some of the people they just signed up. And one was a lady out of Canada who was making cricket flour treats for dogs.
Yeah. They're really curious about this, Ernie.
Well,
they are, and the bad thing is, Pastor McDernan and Pastor Sanders, is what the doctors like, Martha Gout, she's a medical doctor at Arizona Center for Advanced Medicine, what she's saying is all this inflammation from the GMO foods causing a lot of inflammation of the gut, and it causes the body to have inflammation, and then these disorders crop up. She's saying things like ulcerative colitis, chronic constipation, gastrointestinal infections, Crohn's disease, gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD. And she says these kind of morph like a domino effect. When you've got this inflammation, you can come up with autoimmune diseases, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, anything that's related to inflammation, she says, can be, she says, mostly traced back to the Western diet full of GMOs. And by the way, before I forget, it's far-reaching. Your GMO crops have reached into all kinds of products that are listed on your ingredient list that you don't recognize. So amino acids in your list, aspartame, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, which is all coming from China, sodium ascorbate, citric acid, sodium citrate, ethanol, flavorings, natural and artificial, lactic acid, melodroxytrins, molasses, monosodium glutamate, sucrose, textured vegetable protein, xanthan gum, and even in some of your vitamins and your yeast products. So you've got GMOs in there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wendy, tell the folks how, I know there's no GMOs in any of your medicine. I know it's all natural. I know it's as best as you can get. Tell the folks how they can get it. Tell them why they...
They can call for our free herbal catalog. We specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. They can call us toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or they can visit us up on the web at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, that is one of the things you need, folks. You need to have a good supply of food. Things could get very seriously, well, we could have some very, very hard times coming. You're right, they've blown up over or burnt down over 100 food processing plants just in the last couple of years. And with all of these illegal aliens that have come in here, we know that they've been bringing in thousands, over 45,000 Chinese nationalists, which, I mean, really, basically, they're plainclothes soldiers, really, is what they're bringing in.
Right. So, well, the thing is your medicinal plants are really packed full of minerals and vitamins, and that's why they're bitter. So they are very much of a sustaining source for people if they need something in a pinch.
All right, very good. We're coming up to a break. I want you to hang with us because, you know, we played that song, Get a Grip on What?
Immigration,
that's right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking. Do you know what's happening, Wendy, at Colony Ridge?
What?
Well, we're going to a break when we come back. John McTurner knows all about Colony Ridge, and he's going to tell us people need to get ready for all of this. So as we're counting down. All right, we're counting down. All right. We're about 15 seconds away right now. Now we're about 10 seconds away. You ready for this? We're around 5 seconds away right now, and we're...
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.